Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
The Bob Cordaro Show Podcast.
We are back. Hour number two. Now, Larry from Plymouth said and mentioned a guy named Stanley Meyer. Well, my man Murph sent me an article about Stanley Meyer and his water-powered car. And it is as follows. Since the advent of the automobile, manufacturers have designed different engines to limit the environmental impact posed by the millions of pounds of carbon emissions cars generate annually. Among these are ethanol, natural gas, electricity, and even propane. But perhaps the least known of these is the car that was said to run on water. And that may be because its inventor, Stanley Meyer, was murdered shortly after he patented his breakthrough. Meyer's invention promised a revolution in the automotive industry. It worked through an electric water fuel cell, which divided any kind of water, including salt water. And that's important because you don't want to be using potable water that people could drink and use, but including salt water into its fundamental elements of hydrogen and oxygen by utilizing a process far simpler than the electrolysis method. Despite skepticism about the legitimacy of a car that runs on water, Meyer was able to patent his invention under Section 101 of the Subject Matter Eligibility Index, meaning he proved to a patent review board that his invention worked reliably. Meyer's water-powered engine was the result of 20 years of research and dedication, and he claimed it was capable of converting tap water into enough hydrogen fuel to drive his car from one end of the country to the other. Oh, just like Joe Biden said on one tank, driving the electric car on one tank of gas. His invention was a mind-boggler and promised future of non-polluting vehicles that could be refueled with a garden hose. Fascinating. So it isn't something off the wall. It's something that was right in front of our faces. And my word, Stanley Meyer. Well, you know, we look at what happens in this, and, you know, was he murdered? Some conspiracy theories are correct, okay? I'm not much of a conspiracy theorist. In fact, one of my favorite sayings, which I believe I invented, but it was a principle spoken elsewhere: don't confuse our incompetence for a conspiracy, because they do look the same. Well, while we're all worried about Stanley Meyer being murdered, we go to Mother Teresa, and Mary Regina sent in the May 24th edition. Mother Teresa says, everything we do each day is a means to put our love for Christ into living, loving action. It is so beautiful that we complete each other. What we are doing in the slums, maybe you cannot do. What you are doing, where you are called, in your family, in your life, at college, in your work, we cannot do. But you and we together are doing something beautiful for God. Mother Teresa. Thank you, Mary Regina. So, yeah, it's... And people go to almost apocalyptic lengths when they're looking at the level of foolishness and stupidity that the Democrat regressive left and their media is trying to foist upon us and are being largely successful. Now, two-thirds of the country gets it. One-third is either getting something out of it or they're incapable of getting it. And there's really only two thoughts of this. And many of those who are incapable of getting it aren't too dumb to understand. They don't want to understand. For some egomaniacal reason, they're just ignoring the reality that's right in front of them. That's in front of them every time they go to the store. That's in front of them every time they go to the gas pump. They're just ignoring it. And now we have a joint military exercise buzzing Japan. Japan actually had to scramble fighter jets while Biden is there just to show Joe Biden, we know you're a weakling. We know you're nothing. We are going to show you who runs this earth, this planet. And it ain't the United States with Joe Biden and Lloyd Austin and Mark Milley and Jake Sullivan and Anthony Blinken at the helm. Could you imagine? And then backing them up is Kamala Harris. She has yet to string together a credible sentence as vice president. She has to be second only to Joe Biden, the most incapable person we have ever had as vice president in the modern era. It's remarkable. And the funny part is, the voters, the Democrat voters, as lunatic as they are, they knew it. She couldn't get 1% of the vote in polling. You don't know, but I try to take heart in the saying you hear every night, which is on Fox, which is let not your heart be troubled. But my heart is troubled. My heart is very troubled by all this. And that is why, among many other reasons, we salute our great veterans. And today, we salute Spencer Brown, U.S. Marine Corps Gunnery Sergeant, currently of Dunmore, born in Scranton. His 20-year Marine career from 1982 to 2002 placed him all over the United States, to Norway, to Japan. He served us in Desert Storm, and he served us in Guantanamo Bay, Cuba. And thanks for the information from his wife, Joanne. And that gives me the encouragement. Because I say, look at what someone that just walks among us and works among us. He works at the DMV, one of the supervisors up there. The extraordinary things they've done and seen, and you say to yourself, there's a chance. We've still got a chance. And I certainly hope we do and believe we do. Clive from Beaumont on the Senate race. Hi, Clive.
Good afternoon, Bob. You know, here it is a week after the election, and this they're still counting votes. That's incredible. I can understand the military overseas and the overseas civilian votes, but those votes should have been in by now. And, you know, it dragging this thing out is what causes people to lose faith in our electoral, in our voting system.
And to me, Clinton, it all goes back to mail-in ballots, which should not exist.
Well, you're right, and let me give you my experience with mail-in ballots. I did it again this year, and I made a mistake, and here's why. 2 weeks before the election, I voted for by mail for McCormick for Senate. And 2-3 days before the election, I find out that Mitch McConnell's senatorial PAC committee donated $400,000 to McCormick. And it turns out he's the pick of the establishment. Had I known that, I never would have voted for him, but too late. So from now on, I'm voting on Election Day and not a day before.
A lot of information comes out in those last couple of weeks. You remember in the Trump-Biden election, Donald Trump had, I just thought he made a total ass out of himself in the first debate. He was interrupting Biden. He was anxious. He made Biden look sympathetic, and I despise Biden. And a lot of people were already voting based upon that first horrendous performance. So you're right. I mean, we got to go back to Election Day. This is this ain't the way to go. But thanks very much, Clive. Appreciate it. John from Nanticoke on oil.
A new situation, Bob. It's road season, right? Road repair season?
Yes.
And besides stone, what's the main ingredient of asphalt?
Yeah, petroleum.
Yeah? Yeah, it's oil.
Yep.
Is the shortage of oil for asphalt going to hit? And what are we going to do about roads when that happens?
And you're right. They're not the people giving and creating our policy and imposing it upon us literally have no clue the implications of what they are doing, and they don't care.
Well, you know, we used to call people like that hip shooters. They're not only hip shooters, they're howitzer shooters. They don't even think about yesterday, today, only tomorrow. Only today. Only what they want.
And see, they've never done anything practical, John. They've never... by the way, I can't do anything either, but at least I observe people who do actual work and respect it. But they never fixed a car. They never had jobs in a manufacturing plant. They never did anything practical and real. And therefore, all their decisions are based upon some nirvana that someone else will take care of the problems I create.
Yeah. Yeah. And, you know, you're so right, Bob. But you know what we can do? We can criticize. And most of our criticism is constructive. But they don't believe in constructive criticism. They don't want to hear criticism of what they think is right, which is 1,000% wrong, right? And, you know, we just had an election. Hopefully, the people we chose to go on, and I'm really disappointed. I do not like Dr. Oz. I hope Dave McCormick comes out of this okay. But we've got to get people to carry the ball for us so we can get our roads fixed, so we can heat our homes. You know, and a lot of people that have oil, you know why they have oil? Because they can't get natural gas. There's no gas, natural gas into their area. So those people, you know, what's their option? Coal or electricity?
I know it.
John,
you know, they're putting us in an awful mess. And our electric rates just skyrocketed. It's crazy. They've hurt us in every conceivable way. Intentionally.
You know, and it's, you know, a man called a little earlier about filling his oil tank, and he said somehow he'll scrape the money together. You know, I'm in that same situation. We'll pay our bills, but we will sacrifice something that we don't want to sacrifice. And I just had a little conversation with Jake before I got on with you. And you know what could be in jeopardy, which would cost the economy millions of dollars to certain places around the country? You know, what do the vehicles in NASCAR run on? Will they cancel the NASCAR season because they can't get fuel? Think about it. This is how dangerous it's getting.
John, they have created and put the United States in a grave danger. As they continue to deplete our reserves for political purposes, what is the military going to do with all Joe Biden's commitments?
Right.
We are on thin ice with these clowns.
Bob, here's another thing they don't think of. Where's the oil going to come to replace the reserves that they're pulling out?
It can't, because they've refused to allow us to go get it.
Right. It's like when one domino falls, the rest of them fall, And how do you build them back up again?
I know it.
Well, you know, good luck in your domino game, Bob.
John, thank you for making my day better.
Good luck in your domino game, Bob.
Yeah, thank you. I appreciate it. We'll take this break. Bob Cordaro with you on Appointment Radio. We'll be back after this. 1975, Albert Hammond. I never heard this song before. Had the number. We play some stuff we never heard of before occasionally. He had the number one adult charts hit with 99 Miles from L.A., which is that song there. Somebody texted in. And by the way, you're listening to the Bob Cordaro Show, the I Am He. And we're back. Now, somebody texted in, and this is something distressing, and it gives support to the way so many of us feel. He says, Bob, I was down at the VA Medical Center this morning to see my doctor. And as usual, I speak with several of the veterans while I'm there. I'm telling you right now, every other fellow veteran I spoke to is very concerned and scared about the condition this country is in and what continues to be done to this country by Joe Biden and the Democrat Party. I'm also going to tell you, I spoke with some doctors and other professionals down there, and they feel the exact same way. As a veteran, I'm very concerned because I feel our military has been greatly weakened. And it has been. With this woke crap and criminal race theory and paying for transitions. And I made the joke, but it's sad that in the old days, somebody said, well, where did you serve? What did you do in the military? Oh, I was in Okinawa. I was in Desert Storm. I was at D-Day. And they're going to ask a new military guy, and he's going to say, oh, I transitioned. That's going to be their service record. No, this is nuts. And Mark Milley made such a complete ass out of himself. He's wondering about white rage. And I'm white too. What? You worry about how to kill people that hate us. That's what you do. And that's the kind of leadership that gets soldiers killed, like Biden got 13 killed along with his goofball cronies in Afghanistan because he wanted to make a speech on the 20th anniversary of September 11th. You want to talk about a scandal? How's that for a scandal? He didn't even tell or coordinate with our allies who'd been in Afghanistan with us from the beginning. He almost broke up NATO with that insanity. That's Jimmy Connors calling, saying he put NATO back together. That's a lie. He almost broke it up. Don't be giving me your Democrat talking points, your left-wing talking points. I mean, there's a veteran. There's somebody who's been around. There's someone who defended this country, just like Spencer Brown. And he's concerned. And I'm concerned for the first time for what is going on internally. For the first time. Never felt this way before. JD, how are you?
Good, Bob. How you doing, bud? Let's put the banana thing real quick on a lighthearted note.
We don't have much time for lighthearted. What do you got, my man?
Okay, I'm just saying, I don't know where the shortage of bananas. You need to come around Wegmans and Garrity's and some of the spots there. I don't know. When you said that. Yeah, listen, I want you to shed some light on the...
What it illustrates, and there's no blame directly because one particular store didn't have bananas, but it's emblematic that we are having shortages of all types because of the Biden economic and energy policies.
Right. And the baby formula thing in particular, I mean, we're relying on another country for aid here. We wouldn't be We wouldn't be doing this under, and I don't want to sound like a broken record, we wouldn't be doing this under Donald Trump. But it's good for people now to listen to these shows, to get out, not just listen to your neighbor, just get more knowledge of what's going on here. And we can't have the same people voted in. Okay, as far as Shapiro goes, Pittsburgh, Philadelphia, get some people out there, get Mastriano, get your people out there, get some people to talk to black Americans out there and tell them how much they're suffering, how much they've been used, and get this thing in the right direction. As far as Oz goes, I want to compliment so many of the people of Pennsylvania for taking a chance on this guy. All right, they try to crush this guy, say everything about him. You know, we learned in the last 4 years that Mr. Trump came in. He was a wild card. He was rogue. He wasn't a politician. And we saw him, what he did, possibly one of the best presidents we've ever had. Mr. Oz has his eye on Dr. Fauci. I'm up for McCormick if he wins this. I want to know what you think about that. But I think Dr. Oz has that intangible, and I'm talking to people in the medical profession. They're going to use this virus against us. He has a little more, and he's going to be murder on them. That's why I like the doctor here. He's a brilliant, brilliant guy, and I want to applaud people for giving this guy a chance. Well, Who do you think is going to win this thing?
You nailed it, J.D. I like both of them. Normally, I've really can't think of a time when election day results were overturned by ballots coming in afterwards, except when the Democrats used to rule Lackawanna County back in the 60s.
We know that real quick, Bob. These are scary times, but they're also, we see people, I just said this on the Nikki Stone show, we see a lot of people going out to eat, enjoying themselves. They're worried, you know, they're concerned, but it's also an exciting time because maybe this had to happen for us to clean some things up and for us to let people know what the left is this
really
part of the left.
That's right.
And our lawyers and our teachers, I hate to say it, they're benefiting from this. And it's very disturbing that they could just turn their backs on what's going on in this country because of their own benefit. You know, that they're flying under this flag right now. A lot of these lawyers we know, Bob, you know what I'm saying, that we shake hands with. They think everything is okay. Well, it's not. And I think we're going to see changes.
Thanks for taking the call today.
Yeah,
no one who thinks everything's okay and that Biden is not a catastrophe and that the left is not a catastrophe. Thank you, JD. Let's take this break. Bob Cadaro with you, WILK. We'll be back after this with your weather. From our friend Don Sherwood to our friend Joe Snedeker, meteorologist Joe Snedeker, here's the Storm Tracker 16 forecast. Today, clouds and some sun, high of 70. Tonight, clouds with a low of 50. Tomorrow and Thursday, mix of clouds and sun, high 72. Friday, becoming more humid with a chance of scattered showers and thunderstorms increasing, high of 78. It looks like mid to high 70s Saturday and low 80s Sunday, but we'll get that to you as soon as we get closer. Now, we're honoring today Gunnery Sergeant Spencer Brown, born in Scranton, lives in Dunmore, and married a beautiful Dunmore girl named Joanne. And his 20-year Marine career from 1982 to 2002 brought him to bases all over the United States and then to Norway, Japan, Desert Storm, Guantanamo Bay, Cuba. And he was a gunny sergeant. It's a remarkable career. And he lives in Dunmore now. And he works for our DMV, and he gets things done up there. Yes, they do get things done up there. I'm sure some of you in the audience know this. When is it? Next May, we have to have that, what is it called? Not photo ID, special ID, or it's a stepped-up thing we're going to need to get on airplanes and so forth within the country. And I guess, you know, so I've got to get one of those. I forgot to do it when I was there a couple weeks ago. But in any event, we're back. Bob Cadaro with you on the eponymous show. And we're concerned tonight and this afternoon. We truly are, because these people are destroying the country. They're destroying, they're unraveling the fabric of this country. They truly are. They truly despise the country it was founded. Look at Stacey Abrams. She's running for governor in Georgia, and she, in a moment of truth, she called it the worst state in the country. She's running to be the head of this. So, like, their rhetoric, and Tucker Carlson did a great piece on this, they're so off the charts now that they know their policy prescriptions have been exposed as total and utter failures, that they are utter failures. They're becoming crazier and crazier and more unhinged. And it's hard to watch. It really is, and it's dangerous. Frankie from Scranton, how are you, man?
How you doing, Bob?
Good, good.
I'll tell you, it's awful scary, isn't it?
It is. It's unbelievable. You're a business guy. Like, have you ever seen it like this?
It's like sick to your stomach every day, you know? And people say, well, why do you watch this stuff? How can you watch it as often as you do? How could you not want the education? How would you not want to know how to fight your battles? You have to know every like hour on the hour what these clowns are up to. You know what I mean? You have to be able to protect yourself.
And they are up to no good. They literally up to no good.
I mean, here this guy is burying this country. He's and, you know, doing a lot worse than that. I'd say he's doing a lot of damage around the world. But and then he's still so worried about the votes. Like he comes up with these scams like he was going to do the sugar diabetes, because if you think about it, if he gets them better medical bills, which is a good thing anyway, if he was able to do that, there's like 10% of people have sugar or will have it in the country. So that's like 10% that voters that he's, you know what I mean? He's preying on to get, right? And then another scam is he was going to lower cable bills for people's, you know, computers. So how many votes are there, right? And then he was going to give the...
Dramatically increased the cost of medicines for diabetics.
It did it. See? And then he was going to do he was going to give people free schooling, free college. You know what I mean? Like, he keeps coming up with these things to get votes. Like, come on, man. Work on... Get one thing done that you screwed up, and then he keeps doubling down. Oh my God, he keeps doubling down on the worst thing.
Frankie, he said it yesterday as it slipped out that there's an incredible transition going on. So he's going to transition even if it breaks your back. He's going to do it.
Absolutely. He's taking no... no prisoners. He's gonna ruin everybody. It's sad.
Well, we're gonna keep fighting. We're gonna keep voting. There's no doubt, Frank. We could turn this around. I truly believe it. I'm still an optimist.
Well, we gotta stay in there, man. We gotta stay in there. These people are crazy.
You got
crazy.
It, my friend. Thank you. Thanks so much for the call. We'll take a break. Bob Cadaro with you on WILK. We'll come back and. We've got some people who want to talk about gas prices and the rest. It's just a bunch of head shakers, but we've got to keep talking about it. We'll be back. 1980, this date, Lips Inc. had the number 2 hit with Funky Town. I don't know. We used to hang around at this bar that was, we used to get in there underage. And Tootsie's, it was called. And this song was always on the jukebox. So it became an unofficial theme song, Funky Town. So I laugh every time I hear it. Thinking of our old friend Toots DeMarco. And then somebody says, wow, Bob, LTS, Funky Town takes me back to Skate Away. Skate Away, 1980. I remember Skate. I think I went once. Oh, Lord. Well, On a good note, we're honoring Gunnery Sergeant Spencer Brown of Dunmore today, that 20-year Marine career. And just pleased to talk about him and salute him today. Michael from Troop, let's sneak you in there before Bloomberg. How are you?
How you doing, Bob? I don't know if you know this, but this is your Facebook buddy on Messenger that sent you all that crazy stuff.
Oh, my man. I have to ignore half of it, you son of a gun, you.
Mike from Troop call. That's what it is.
You're a bad man, Mike.
Things I wanted to say. Well, one thing, like about the gas, I buy my gas at Sam's, and I help my grandson out too. And last year, I used to pay around $600-$700 a month with Sam's bill. My bill now roughly runs $1,100-$1,200 a month, you know, and I pay it every month. And then we're looking at gas that they've said that in May it's going to be $6 a gallon, and yeah. I know it's going to be $6. Gallon, you know, and I'm just waiting for the tsunami that happens in November, and the Republican Party when they get in, because I expect them to get in. I think the first thing they should do is impeach Mayorka, and they should impeach Trump. They should impeach Biden, and that's the way I feel.
He is committing, you know, impeachable offenses. There's no doubt about it. But I will say this. The Republicans, if it is not the tsunami you discuss, I'll be so disappointed in the American people. However, they better not overplay their hand, because people are going to want them to pay attention to overriding Biden policies with super majorities in the House and Senate so that it's veto-proof and unstoppable. But I just hope they don't overplay their hand when they get in. And, you know, usually when parties get a big mandate, they usually do so.
Supermajority has to be 60, right?
Yes. No, it's over 60. That's to get past the filibuster. You need 2/3 for the veto, because he's going to veto everything.
I don't think it's going to happen, like to overturn that. Overturn the policies, his executive orders. Do you think that's possible?
Well, you can overturn any executive order with legislation. And that's what they're going to have to try to do, Mike. But yeah, this 22 election is only partway there. It's only partway there. We've got to still hang on to our hats. Thank you, Michael. Appreciate it. Bloomberg Money Minute. 1982, this date, Steve Miller released his big comeback hit. I never knew we went anywhere. Abracadabra. Bob Carr back with you on the eponymous show. And this is poignant. The text got sort of messed up by the system here, but I think the essence of what he's saying is important. Bob LTS, and I say LTS back at you. True story. I'm a landscaper. And Moscow yesterday, working at a woman's house, she's elderly, asking, and basically just talking about how hard times she is having. And her neighbor is a man in his 70s and a veteran. And he has to go back to work a couple days a week to make ends meet. And he says, the landscaper says, I never thought we'd see this in this country. And you're right. And they don't care. And within the same text, they're talking about he had to give his car up yesterday, okay? And the woman didn't want to wait until after Memorial Day to get gas, because she knows the prices are going to go up after Memorial Day, and hopefully the tank will last her through June. You see, and they don't, it bothers me so much, I'm enraged. They don't care. They don't care. They're going to the Green New Deal, whether it's good for the environment or not, and it is not. And they're going to the Green New Deal, whether it crushes you or not. Now, if that doesn't get you mad enough to vote the Democrats out of office, then nothing will. These people are sick and demented. That's nothing short of it. When they don't care about the retired veteran and the elderly woman and how much damage they're doing to them with their energy policies, their regulations, their rules at the California ports, their wild, out-of-control spending, when they don't care about that, you've got to vote all of them out. And Matt Cartwright's in this, he's in our sights because he votes for all of it. And all the Democrats that you vote for traditionally, unless they say publicly they're against this insanity, you have to vote against them. I said it yesterday, and I'll say it again today, and hopefully I'll remember to say it often. We're way past liking people. That's over. And we've got people calling in here defending this insanity. They don't have a clue. This is dangerous. It's rotten. It's evil. That's their policies. And please don't tell me it's not evil when you know that someone is not going to be able to drive to work. When they're not going to be able to take their family on a vacation because of you and your policies. And all we got is the Republican Party. That's all we've got. Now, that's a shame of another color. But this is what they've brought us to. It's outrageous and it's wrong. And it's been stupid and they know it, but they don't care. Vote them all out. And don't let them steal the election, because that's what they're trying to do. That's a guarantee. They can't win on a vote total. They've got to try to steal it. Oh, boy. You hear stories like that, makes you go crazy. We'll be back after the news.
The Bob Cordaro Show Podcast.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.